If you didn't get your copy of the latest Harry Potter last weekend, relax. More books are on the way. Another 800,000 copies of Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix have been printed. Of course, those who have the book may not have finished reading it. It's a hefty tome. And reviewer Mara Gubar says giving away a few facts about the plot shouldn't spoil the fun.
J.K. Rowling and her publisher did everything they could to keep the contents of Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix shrouded in mystery. But after reading it, and cover your ears if you want to stay shrouded, I have to say that it's hard to know just what big secrets they were trying to keep. Throughout the novel, Rowling hints we'll learn more about Harry's mysterious past, as well as his future. In fact, the plot is built around the evil Lord Voldemort's efforts to gain access to a prophecy that will finally reveal the truth about his relationship with Harry. But this prophecy turns out to be old news. Surely no one will be shocked to discover that Harry is fated to continue his fight against Voldemort. That's been clear since book one. I'm telling you this because I think you'll enjoy the novel more if you let go of the hope that big revelations lie ahead and focus on the other pleasures of the book. Rowling's famed ability to create an amazingly detailed alternative universe does not fail her here. We see it in her portrayal of Fred and George Weasley, two young wizards bent on opening their own magic shop, who invent all kinds of kooky items, from extendable ears to portable swamps. If Rowling has a fictional double in this book, it's these two ingenious entrepreneurs, not the plotting Harry. He spends most of the novel sulking because Dumbledore and the other good wizards won't let him join their anti-Voldemort club, the Order of the Phoenix. It's no accident that this novel is named for a club that refuses to have its hero as a member. Harry's angry because he's experiencing the pain of discrimination. The old wizards foolishly refuse to trust him, simply because he's young. The earlier Potter books condemn obvious snobbery, like Draco Malfoy's decision to associate only with pure-blooded wizards. But now, Rowling shows that even good wizards like Dumbledore have their prejudices. She's already implied that the wizard world must join forces with formerly despised groups like giants and house elves in order to defeat Voldemort. In this book, she hints they must collaborate with muggles, non-magical people, as well. Imagine Harry having to cooperate with his cousin Dudley, whom he considers a mindless pig. Now there would be a plot twist worth keeping secret.
Reviewer Mara Gubar. She teaches children's literature at the University of Pittsburgh.